It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The gun deer hunting season in Wisconsin started Saturday, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources expects a record high population of deer in the state's forests and fields.
There are more deer, but fewer hunters. The number of hunters and licenses for white-tailed deer have declined steadily in recent years, making it harder to manage deer numbers.
We're checking in on deer hunting in Wisconsin and how state officials and local businesses are dealing with these changes.
Jeff Pritzel is the deer specialist for the Wisconsin DNR. He's set to retire at the end of the year after more than three decades of service. I talked to him last week. Give us a big picture, the state of Wisconsin's whitetail herd. What are our numbers looking like as far as we know in the state?
Well, the big picture, you know, statewide is that, you know, our deer population is robust. It's as least as strong as it was last year, if not even maybe a little bit bigger, because we're now coming off of two consecutive mild winters that can really have some influence, especially in the northern forests. And so, but even though we talk about relatively high deer numbers, we always have that dual story going on of the northern forest versus the farmland part of the state. And deer are just inherently unevenly distributed on the landscape. And so even though there's a high number, there's plenty of places where the local experiences won't reflect that.
Right. And I hear this, I think, every year, Jeff, hey, high deer numbers. And then there's some people, especially in northern Wisconsin, say, what are you talking about? We used to have tons in my neck of the woods, and now you hardly ever see them. And both of those things are true, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's two factors, and probably even more, that influence that perspective of, boy, I just don't see deer like I used to during the gun season. And, you know, one of those things in the north is that we've transitioned through what I would, you know, describe as a bell curve of a peak that came together because of a couple of conditions in the late 90s and early 2000s, and we're on the backside of that. We also have just seen this cultural shift in the way we go about our deer hunting. I mean, more hunters have adopted a more sedentary strategy where it's like, pick a good location and let the deer come to you, as opposed to traditionally where there was a lot more deer drives and the strategy was to get out there and get the deer moving. So it's reasonable that hunters could say, I don't see the deer like I used to see on opening weekend, but it doesn't necessarily mean the deer aren't out there. They're just potentially being distributed differently and moving differently. And our hunter effort has over time shifted a little bit away from the 9-day gun season into archery hunting. And so those things can make both things happen at the same time. We can have more deer on the landscape and actually see fewer deer when we're deer hunting.
Now, more deer, those numbers seem clear, especially as you say in the farmland area. But there's been a long-term trend, I understand, Jeff, of fewer deer hunters. What are we seeing over time?
As the baby boomer generation is retiring out or aging out of activities, you know, that's affecting, you know, deer hunting as well, because that baby boomer generation is the strong deer hunting generation. I mean, they came into it during a period of time and embraced it. And as they're retiring from deer hunting, they're just not being replaced in the same numbers. And so, and there's other things we hear about that happening as well. It's interesting to note that this year, the most common age of a deer hunter in Wisconsin is 64 years old. So that in of itself helps that picture of it's a matter of the demographics of our population. And so we've seen that trend start back at the turn of the century. In the year 2000 was our highest number of deer hunters in Wisconsin at 700,000. And we're now at 600,000. And even with all the promotions we'll do to try to keep people involved, it's pretty inevitable that a decade, 15 years from now, we're going to be probably looking at 500,000 deer hunters.
Hunting is one of our main deer management techniques in Wisconsin. What happens if we don't have enough hunters to hunt at the level that we use for herd management?
This is not unique to Wisconsin. Most of the Midwest states, we just mentioned how we've lost 100,000 hunters in Wisconsin over the last couple of decades. Michigan's lost 250,000 hunters during that same time period. And so, yeah, the question looking forward is, how will we position deer hunting as the premier management mechanism for that deer population. And so it is going to require a paradigm shift, because we're, even though we have fewer hunters, the hunters that remain are more avid. And so they probably have that opportunity to maintain that harvest capacity or even increase it. And that's really what's going to have to happen. We're going to have to see an increase in deer harvested per hunter. And it's not, again, it's not universal, because we have hunters that are positioned in very fortunate places and others that, you know, are a little more challenged because they're hunting in, you know, some suboptimal landscapes. And so getting the hunters that are in fortunate to be in the right position to probably recognize that they are not just hunting for themselves, but they need to take on that role of hunting for their community is going to be an important, you know, aspect in the future.
Are we at a point, especially in those farmland areas you mentioned, you know, central, southern Wisconsin, where there are too many deer? And Jeff, I understand the phrase too many deer is probably going to start fights among some people, but is there a sense that we have too many deer in some places now?
Yeah. So, and really the source of that angst or that tension, Rob, is that when we talk about deer and deer management, there's always been this conflict of the scale that we're talking about it. So the agency, the DNR, is looking at a deer population at a unit-wide level or a county-wide level. We're talking about hundreds of square miles. And in that area, we can, you know, use calculations to estimate that, yeah, the deer density is too large for that particular area. But within that area, at the much more local level, at a per square mile, it could be vastly different from that. And so you will always have individuals that would say, that's not my experience. And they're not wrong. And that's why I say the challenge is those hunters that are find themselves in the situation where they are connected to those higher deer concentration areas really have to carry more than their share of the weight in terms of deer harvest, because there's numerous trade-offs and challenges associated with deer numbers being out of balance ecologically with the landscape, but then also out of balance with social tolerance because of the potential negative impacts we can see that deer can cause, you know, to other our own interests, whether that be property damage or crop damage or deer accidents on the roadways, those sort of things.
It's gun deer season in Wisconsin. We're talking to DNR deer specialist Jeff Pritzel. Jeff, you're retiring. This will be your last deer season in this post. You've been not at this post, but in this line for a good long while now. I want to talk some big picture stuff. You know, when I started here at Public Radio, there was this new story about this weird disease, chronic wasting disease, affecting Wisconsin's deer herd. How has that changed deer hunting in Wisconsin over the last few decades?
It certainly has had an impact, but the challenge with it is that perception of the role of chronic wasting disease has a lot of variability within the hunting and the general public and the full spectrum of people that are extremely concerned about it, to others that really, you know, are not concerned about it and actually are concerned that the focus on CWD itself is the problem. And so we deal with that full spectrum, which makes it challenging to actually kind of move collaboratively forward in a direction. But it has impacted, certainly as we look at the harvest history in certain counties, it has shifted both hunter effort and hunters' decisions as to when and where and which deer they're going to harvest. And we're starting to see an impact to the deer population in those areas where the disease has been around the longest.
Another change, the revival of Wisconsin's gray wolf population, a lot of things to talk about there. Very specifically with deer, though, people wonder, does having a sustained gray wolf population in Wisconsin affect how many deer there are and where the deer are? Do you see any measurable difference there?
Well, I would say as it relates to wolves, the thing that first we need to lay out is that there's no question that the presence of wolves on the landscape changes the deer hunting experience. And a lot of people understandably interpret that as, I don't see as many deer, again, going back to that, I don't see deer like I used to, and there seems to be a cause and effect relationship between the presence of wolves or the population growth in wolves and the decline in deer sightings. And that's understandable. But yes, the presence of wolves impacts deer sightability, but it may not be as much related to actually reducing deer numbers as much as it has changed deer behavior and distribution on the landscape. And that's where it's the bottom line is presence of wolves makes deer hunting harder, but it doesn't make it impossible. And as it relates to the direct relationship between the number of deer, the number of wolves, the real driving factor there is winter. And that's what we're seeing in the north right now. We're coming off of two mild winters. Deer populations are going to trend up. If we have hard winters, that tips the scale in the favor of the predators, and especially the wolves. And so there is this relationship. But the real question becomes, are those wolves consuming deer that were going to perish one way or another? And so when we have a hard winter, the scale's tipped in favor of the wolves. When we have a mild winter, it's tipped in favor of the deer. And that ecological relationship will just continue to play out. And we want to try to interpret it and what it means and find cause and effect relationships. But it's a complicated issue that doesn't have a simple answer. And so I'm sure we'll continue to struggle with that that connection and helping people kind of make it fit.
Briefly, as we wrap up, Jeff, you're in a tough job, right? A lot of controversial decisions, a lot of different constituencies. I get the feeling, hearing you talk, you still have enjoyed this work.
I definitely have. It's fascinating to me that actually the sociology of deer hunting, deer management is what was my attraction to it. I don't like the term deer specialist because there's a bunch of people in Wisconsin that know a lot more about deer than I do. But over my 35 years, I've gotten to know a lot of deer hunters, a lot of people that are policymakers, and I've really enjoyed how the cultural and social aspect influences this and blends with the biological part of it. And that's something I've always been intrigued by and have enjoyed. And frankly, I'll miss the people part of this.
Jeff, thanks a lot for joining us.
You bet, Rob. My pleasure.
That's Jeff Pritzel, deer specialist for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, with us today to talk about Wisconsin's deer herd as the state sees fewer hunters from year to year. Now we head out to the woods to get a better sense of what hunters are seeing in the state. Jared Flickinger is a hunting and fishing guide and owner of Rutting Ridge Outfitters in Buffalo County in western Wisconsin. Jared, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right, we just heard about, a decline in the numbers of deer hunters around the state over time. Is that something you're seeing from your perspective there in western Wisconsin?
Yeah, I do believe with Jeff that, a lot of things like that have changed. There's not as many youth out there anymore. And it seems like, a lot of these kids just haven't been introduced to a lot of this stuff. And the numbers have definitely gone down. Even in outfitting, most of our people that we have coming are, in the late 50s, early 60s that are out there hunting with us.
I know the DNR has done work over the years trying to recruit people who didn't grow up with hunting. Have you done any of that, or have you had at least some curiosity from people saying, hey, I didn't grow up with this, or maybe I did it once or twice, and now I want to get into it?
I've tried to introduce that into the schools and stuff like that, but yeah, I mean, there are a few that we get that said, hey, I just had a call today that says, I've only been hunting once in my life and I just want to get into it and I want to get my kids into it. And so, when we get an opportunity like that, we want these guys to come. So we take these kids, tell them half price. I want these kids in the outdoors because they are our future for, getting out in the woods and protecting our deer and harvesting our deer. So you just have to educate everybody.
Now, Jared, this is your business, hunting and fishing, but it's also seems like a family tradition. Can you talk about your upbringing and how deer hunting fit into your life?
Yeah, when I was younger, it was a family tradition. Every Friday night before hunting, everybody would get together out in the garage and talk about past misses and past hunts of everything that we've done. And, as the years have gone by, a lot of the land around here has changed too, that, we get a lot of absentee landowners now, and, the family tradition just isn't there as much as it used to be. It used to be that you know, with a family tradition, a lot of these people would meet up at local bars or barn grills and stuff like that the night before. You know, they'd used to come out to the registering their deer and showing them off and stuff. But now with a lot of the online registration, you know, that took another part of the family get together out of the equation too. But, you know, we don't see it a lot. Like Jeff said, we don't see a lot of the families going out and doing deer drives anymore. The absentee landowners are coming from long distance away. There's only a few of them hunting. Some of the land has been, you know, divided up many, many times. And, you know, we've seen a lot of that stuff has changed in the last 20 years.
That's the numbers of hunters. How about deer? We heard, you know, northern Wisconsin might see fewer in some places, central and southern Wisconsin seeing a lot more. In your neck of the woods, what have you seen in recent years when it comes to, hey, are there deer out there for the hunters who are showing up?
Oh, there's plenty of deer, but, you know, it really depends on what part of the county you're in. Part of the county, there are a lot of small parcels. There are some parts of the county that have a lot of big parcels, you know, big family traditional farms and stuff. We see a lot of deer on the farms that are really big or have areas of really big ownership around it. Where we see farms and stuff that have been broken up into smaller 40s and 80s and stuff, we tend to see a little bit dip into the number of deer coming in. And that's because that pressure has been put on that 40 and 80 acres with, you know, the same amount of people that had on the big farms. So you see more pressure on the 40 and 80 acres that push those deer out to those big farms where there's less pressure on them. And I think, you know, the farms out there with the big farms, they have a buttload of deer, and you can see it just driving around. And by me hunting here for 20 years as an outfitter, I've seen the land on the south side of the county and the north side of the county.
What have you seen in terms of trends for, you know, people who do the gun deer season, which is still the big deal, versus, I understand, a growing number of people going in, the bow season? Have you seen that change over time?
Yeah, the archery season has changed, too. Now I'm seeing 50-50 with a crossbow. I've been seeing a lot more older people going out now, too, with a crossbow, because anybody can get one in the county. So it's been 50-50. Archery versus crossbow with the people coming into camp. That's probably the biggest thing that I've seen change.
Now, suppose somebody's out there listening who's maybe never been deer hunting, or maybe they went a couple times as a kid, whatever, and they're thinking, you know, I'd like to get out there, probably too late this year to make a quick plan, but what's the best on-ramp into the sport?
Get into your local hunting club. You get into the hunting clubs that are in each city or each county, get in there, get some education behind you of, going through the firearm safety program, get into that aspect first, and then start meeting some people so that maybe, you know, you build a relationship up with other people that will take you hunting. There's outfitters out there all through the county, all through the state, you know, they are willing to help you and teach you also. So those are the two different avenues that a person can go that just wants to get into hunting for the first time.
Jared, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yep, you betcha.
Jared Flickinger is a hunting and fishing guide and the owner of Rutting Ridge Outfitters in Buffalo County. He is with us today to share what he's seeing and hearing from deer hunters in western Wisconsin. Earlier, we heard from DNR Deer Program Specialist Jeff Pritzel about efforts to control the rising deer population in many parts of the state.